Welcome in to Head to Headlines, where we talk about the biggest headlines in disc golf here on the Stat Mando Podcast Network. I'm Evan, here with Steve, and wow, what a major at Northwood Park. Steve, give us the details.
Well, after four rounds of the PDGA Champions Cup, Evelina Salonen picks up her second career major title. It's her first major since the 2018 Konopiste Open in the Czech Republic. That was 2,114 days ago, almost 6 years. It's the third longest gap between FPO major wins in history, with the first being over 8 years by Elaine King, 2,961 days. That was from her 1997 Worlds win all the way to 2005 USWDGC, which was held conveniently right down the road in Peoria, Illinois. With Salonen taking down her second major and, spoiler, Niklas Anttila not winning an MPO, Salonen remains the only Finn to ever win a PDGA Pro Open Major in FPO or MPO.
This also marks Salonen's first multi-win season at FPO Major and Elite Series events. She had one win in 2018, that Konopiste Open Major win, then also won Elite Series events in 2019 and 2020, before now winning an Elite Series event in the first week of the season here in 2024, and now a major to have two on the season. Evelina Salonen led in C1 in regulation and C2 in regulation, and no one was really that close in C2 in regulation. Evelina Salonen was 65%. Kristin Tatar was the next closest with 54%. That's eight fewer C2s hit in regulation.
Well, they call it the hardest course in the world, and Northwood Park really does not allow for a lot of score separation, which means that ratings were a bit lower this weekend, ending the streak of 1,000-plus rated event winners in FPO. That streak ends at seven events, which is still an amazing accomplishment for the field.
In MPO, Andrew Presnell wins his first career major title. He's a winner of tons of regional events and then won a Disc Golf Pro Tour silver event, which is classified as an A-tier, last year over Gannon Burr in a playoff in 2023. Presnell has zero previous major top 10 finishes, which makes him the first MPO major winner with that since Richard Wysocki back in 2011 when he won the PDGA Championship, which was Wysocki's third MPO major start, and he finished 19th at Worlds earlier that year, which was his best finish before getting the win. The entire list is fairly small, so I'll run down through everyone. The third most recent, including Presnell on this list, is 2005. Nate Doss won the 2005 PDGA Pro Worlds. It was his eighth career MPO major, and his best previous finish was 18th. And then the next closest, we have to go back to the 80s, where Greg Hosfeld won 1987 PDGA Pro Worlds, and Sam Farrens in 1984 won the Worlds in that year, which was his first career major start. And then technically, we do have to include the first ever winner, Harold Duval, at the first ever PDGA major at the 1982 World Championships. He, of course, did not have a previous top 10 at a major because he didn't have a chance.
Well, Presnell certainly was an unexpected winner. And if we look at player ratings, Presnell is 1029 rated, makes him the lowest rated player to win an MPO major since Greg Barsby back in 2018 Worlds. Barsby was rated 1020 at the time. And looking at the Statmando official rankings, Presnell was ranked 24th coming into the week, and that's the lowest ranked MPO major winner since Will Schustrick at the 2010 USDGC, where he was ranked 25th.
This event marks the 97th major or elite series event played by Andrew Presnell. With this win, that makes him having the most major or elite starts by the time they have their first major win in MPO. It beats Greg Barsby, who had 88 major or elite starts by the time he won that same, mentioned earlier, the 2018 Worlds up in Vermont. Presnell also had 57 B-tier wins in MPO prior to this first major win. That's the second most B-tier wins before an MPO major, trailing only Chris Dickerson, of course, with 59 B-tier wins prior to his 2020 USDGC win.
Presnell took down the PDGA Champions Cup by playing some really clean golf. He was one of only three players in the field to not card a double bogey. The other two were Robert Burridge, who finished the event at minus five, which is 10 back of the leader. He had nine more single bogeys, and Aaron Gossage finished 14 back. He had 10 more single bogeys than Presnell. Presnell's win now makes five first-time MPO major winners in the last six events. The only repeat winner in that time was Isaac Robinson, who won his first and second majors in that time frame. So why are we seeing so many new winners at the major level? One possible reason, between 2012 and 2022, Paul McBeth and Ricky Wysocki accounted for 64% of major wins. They just didn't leave room for anybody else. Will Schustrick was the only one who had more than two major wins in that time frame. He had three in the early 2010s. So with Schustrick off the map and Paul and Ricky kind of struggling at majors recently, it's opened the door for new talent like Burr and Klein, as well as grinders on tour like Ellis at European Open last year and Andrew Presnell here.
Looking down the leaderboard, Henna Blommers made a great push for the win. She actually beat Evelina Salonen in strokes gained tee to green and strokes gained putting. Those do exclude penalties, but Blommers had four OBs compared to Salonen's two, which was the difference there. This marks the seventh major podium for Henna Blommers, which is the most in FPO without a win. She did set the record at six last year and now extends it to seven, looking for that first win at a major.
Owen Scoggins picked up another FPO major podium. If you don't count her DNF at Worlds last year, it's her fifth straight FPO major top four finish. And if you include her FP40 major wins, that's seven in a row for Scoggins.
Silva Saarinen almost made the miracle happen. She was trying to be the first FPO major chase card winner. Ultimately fell just a little bit short. She finished in fourth place, which is her best major finish of her career.
Kristin Tatar takes fifth and ends her epic streak of 960 or higher rated rounds. She needed just two extra strokes on that final day to keep that streak alive. Going back over a year to 2023 Music City Open, Kristin Tatar shot 64 straight major and elite rounds that were rated over 960. The next longest streak of all time is just 26 rounds in a row that was shot by Missy Gannon last season.
Rachel Turton finishes in sixth place. It's just her second career major start and the first in the United States for her. She had the lead at times throughout this tournament, but ultimately finishes in sixth place, which is her best payout of her career at $2,300. And that means five of the top six in this leaderboard are Europeans. Three are from Finland, one from Estonia, and of course being Kristin Tatar, and then here Rachel Turton from Great Britain. And with Owen Scoggins, the only non-European in that list, she's originally from Laos, but does claim the United States as her nationality.
Jumping back over to NPO, Niklas Anttila gets his third second place finish at a major. That makes him second all time of second place finishes without a win at NPO majors. Niklas was the birdie leader in the field. He had 29 through the event, which put him at 7.25 per 18 holes. Making a charge on the final day, Ricky Wysocki is back on the major podium for the first time since 2022 PDGA Champions Cup. He extends his major top 15 streak to 28 events. The next longest in MPO from active players is Matt Oram at 9 events. Wysocki's got a ways to go, though, to catch Ken Climo, who went 48 straight events from 89 Worlds to 2012 USDGC in the top 15.
Ezra, trying to be the best Robinson, finishes tied for third. In 2024 events, Ezra Robinson is 6-3 versus his brother Isaac Robinson. And then Calvin Heimberg unfortunately finishes in fifth place, which Tuesday will mark an entire full year without a win for Calvin Heimberg, although he still keeps up that consistency. And then Casey White, who led much of the tournament until about midway through round three, He unfortunately got a nasty cut in his finger, and then Northwood got the best of him. He ultimately finishes in 14th place, which is his best MPO major finish of his career.
Freddie Meza picks up a 15th place finish. He's the first player from Mexico, according to PGA location, to finish top 15 in a pro open major. And Joe Notch finishes 26th.
Who is Joe Notch?
Well, it's his first career major start, so not surprising you haven't heard of him. He had four previous Elite Series starts, and his best finish was his first one, which is a 79th place finish at the 2023 Preserve Championship in his home state of Minnesota. He made $1,159. It's not his best payout, though. He earned $1,500 from a second place finish at a Minnesota B tier, beating out Casey White and Joey Tomalley.
Well, Northwood Park is known for holes 12 and 14 from the black layout. Looking at the players who played those holes the best, on hole 12, Joseph Anderson, Mr. Joey Buckets himself, who finished tied for sixth, he ended up having 4.62 strokes gained to the field on that hole alone throughout the tournament. And listen to this, he did it with a par, 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 and birdie in the final round. Yet that gained him 4.62 strokes to the field.
Wow.
That tells you something about that hole. And then listen to this, on hole 14, Anthony Barella had 5.27 strokes gained to the field. He did play that one a little bit better, according to par, going birdie, par, par, birdie for two down on the tournament on that hole.
Well, taking a look at the course, this Northwood layout was a combination of the previous black and blue layouts. And I really liked the nickname from Erica Stinchcomb and Madison Walker calling it Northwood Bruise, because it was a bruiser. But hole 18 put on a show for FPO. Hole 18 had a higher birdie rate, which does include eagles, than hole 14 had birdie and par rate. That's par or better in all four rounds. So if hole 14 was a par 6, it still would have scored harder than hole 18 did.
And MPO, looking back at holes 12 and 14 again, we saw those last year at the Ledgestone Open, which, you know, includes a lot more players than this field of champions at the PDGA Champions Cup. Hole 12 played a little bit more manageable. The average score dropped a half a stroke from last year's Ledgestone, from 6.4 to 5.9. The birdie rate doubled from 1.1% to all the way up to 2.4%. Still a very hard hole, but the birdie rate doubled, and the bogey rate dropped nearly 10% percentage points, from 74% to 64.6%. While hole 14 played virtually the same as far as scoring conditions went, the average score in 2023 at the Ledgestone at Northwood Black was 5.84, and this year is 5.82. The birdie rate dropped slightly from 8.6% to 8.5%. Not a big change there. And the bogey rate rose slightly from 54.3% to 55.8%. A lot of numbers there. But the birdie rate was a little bit harder to get, and the bogey rate was a little easier to get. Although with this field of champions, it did limit the amount of double bogeys or worse, which that number dropped by almost 5 percentage points this year.
Well, holes 12 and 14 were the longest for players to play and the longest for the stats to go through. So makes sense there. We will round it out now with some missed connections. Starting with Hannah Blomroos, she almost had the largest comeback of all time at FPO Major and Elite events. She started the day 8 strokes back, took off in the back 9, went bogey free, and eagled 18, but it wasn't enough. The largest comeback we've seen in FPO Major is 5 strokes, and the largest at a major or elite event is 6. So she would have had that by a ways. And Owen Scoggins almost went bogey free on the final round. She missed a C1 putt on hole 8, which we normally don't see from her. But we haven't seen a bogey free round at Northwood in FPO in 2 years, since Sarah Hokum and Alexis Montejano did it in 2022. Final shout out to Evan Smith, who aced hole 17 on the last day. That one extra stroke he got secured him a spot in last cash. That's all for Head to Headlines. We're going to take next week off, and we will see you on the West Coast.